I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, we're going to meet one of the organizers of a first-time event in St. Louis, the Cigar Box Guitar Festival. They come in all shapes and sizes. They're made from real cigar boxes and can sell for just a few dollars to more than 1,000. And they've been used professionally by the likes of Tom Waits and Paul McCartney. We'll also preview the 18th annual St. Louis Jewish Film Festival, many of the films never screened in St. Louis before. And our own Aaron Williams introduces us to artist Carrie James Marshall, whose work can be seen at Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis and the St. Louis Art Museum. Well, have you seen the big top tent in Grand Center? This year, Circus Flora goes where no circus has gone before. Opening yesterday and running through June 23rd, Ivor David Balding co-founded Circus Flora in 1985, but I bet it seems like yesterday.
It was.
Aurelia Walinda works the high wire as part of the Flying Walindas. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. And also here, equestrian Lisa Dufresne. Hi, Lisa. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
You.
You've been on before.
Yes, I have.
So, David, this year, what would you say? One small step for Circus Flora, one giant right. leap for St. Louis? I don't know what.
Well, it's a very ambitious and exciting project for us. I mean, we're doing things with projections that we've never done before, and I think...
You mean video projections?
Yeah. Rear screen, and you'll see it. I mean, it is pretty amazing stuff. And we've assembled one of the great casts of all time, so I'm extremely excited.
I have to tell you, someone I know down at STL-TV called me this morning, saw it last night, and she said it was the best production of Circus Flora she's seen.
Wow. That's good.
Wow. Good so, that's a great start.
She wanted me to tell you that, and I would.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, I made the reference to going where you've never gone before.
Yeah.
You do a theme every year, and this is a trip to the moon, and we can talk a little bit more about that later.
Based on the film. I mean, inspired by the film.
Right. Aurelia, the Walindas, how many generations?
We have 7 generations and currently working on 8 generations.
And for people that don't know, I guess everyone knows, the Flying Walindas, and there were several different groups over the years, right?
Throughout the generations, we've had many, many members.
Uh-huh. And what do you know about the first Walindas?
I know a little bit of the history because our family does go 7 generations back. Throughout the years, have done numerous things in circus business. We've been horseback riders, lion tamers, elephant trainers, and probably most famously, high wire walkers. And that really started with my great-grandfather, Carl Walinda.
Uh-huh.
So unfortunately, I wasn't born when he was alive. My elder sister was, but...
Is there a head of the family now? Do you have, like, the top Walinda?
Well, I think the head of our family is my father, of course.
Well, we all think that.
He's been the longest in the business and has the most experience, and he actually worked hand-to-hand with my grandfather, my great-grandfather, Carl, so...
Do they, like, you know, pressure the kids to go into this? I've always been curious about this.
Well, we were never pressured, my siblings and I. There was always the option of doing circus or going to school or doing another profession.
Well, do you have siblings that are teachers and lawyers and things like that?
I actually have 3 siblings. My brother currently works with us in the act. He's one of our main bottom holders. I have 2 elder sisters. The one is still currently in circus business, but actually does flying trapeze now. And her 11-year-old daughter also works with her in the flying trapeze. And then sometimes we steal her for high wire. and then I have a middle sister that decided about 10 years ago she just didn't care for the business too much, is a stay-at-home mom, and works in Sarasota, Florida right now. So
wow. That's quite a range. Lisa Dufresne, you may not be up on the high wire, but what you do and your contemporaries with the horses is pretty amazing also.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I love what I do.
It's like being on a moving high wire, kind of.
Moving, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't get too high.
What kind of – do you work with certain kind of horses?
No, I have all kinds of horses. The horse – the single horse, the high school horse in this show is a Frisian, imported from Holland. And this is his first performing piece in a venue like the circus, and I have to say I'm quite proud of him.
You're originally from Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that your horses, they've been everywhere, but including the main ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria in New York.
Yes. Yeah. We did a show, and it was a cultural event, a cultural awards night, and we had to go through the kitchen, up the service elevator, into the little room a holding room, which was the most beautiful holding room I'd ever had for a horse. And then into the grand ballroom, and we did a performance there.
Wow, that's something.
That was wonderful, yes.
Well, David, this year, as I mentioned before, there's a theme every year. This year it's a trip to the moon, and it's about a film I must admit I've never seen. A film, I think, from 1902?
Yeah. It's a classic, Trip to the Moon. George Méliès was a magician who then discovered that he could tell a story with film and really invented many of the early film techniques. Mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese's film was based on it, too.
And what's really interesting about it, when this film was made, I mean, who would have ever thought man would ever go to the moon, you know, at all?
I know. I mean,
boggles the mind back then.
I know. It was a fantasy, obviously, and they assumed there would be oxygen on the moon and people could get
and
there.
People living there. Yeah.
Yeah,
living
and come
there.
Back.
Just get there and come back.
Yeah.
So what's loosely the storyline here?
Well, it follows, it's like channeling the film a little bit in that it tells the story of this rocket ship that takes off with some scientists to the moon. When they get to the moon, they encounter aliens who are hostile and some who aren't. So it's the conflicts between them and getting them back from the moon. That's really the story.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very simple, but it's not.
With a lot of magic and fairy dust mm-hmm. put
yeah.
in the middle.
And it's
yeah.
very fun. It's just a fun.
Did you say fairy dust?
Yes, fairy dust. We have to get to the moon somehow.
That's,
yeah.
That's important, I think, to yeah. Circus Flora. Yeah. Well, Aurelia, tell me a little bit about what you and the other Flying Willindas will be doing this year that might surprise us.
Well, this year we are Selenites, which are the...
You are what?
Selenites, the name of the aliens that we're using on the moon. And that we have never done before. We have never been aliens, so it's quite interesting.
Fairy dust aliens.
Fairy dusted aliens on the moon, walking and doing pyramids. So it's a little bit different.
Of course, one of the things that if people haven't seen this, it's always, I think, really cool that you guys work without a net.
Absolutely.
Which can really add to the excitement, I think.
Mm. There are no mistakes up there for us. One mistake
sure.
and we'll never make it again.
Mm-hmm. I used to think, are you crazy or what?
Oh, well, I guess you could say that. I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't want to be on the radio all the time. I'm not a very good talker, so.
Well, a little fairy dust helps there, too. Lisa, talk about working with the horses. And how many are there? And what's really neat, you know, Circus Floor is a one-ring circus. And so, the audience is right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you were, like, running the horses in the circle, whatever you call it, around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're, you know, you're 2 inches away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first horse, I try to fly to the moon on my horse.
What do you mean try?
Well, he's Pegasus, so we're trying to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a it's a beautiful routine and a little fairy dust. Mm-hmm. We're just
a little
trying
fairy
to fly
dust
there.
Goes a long way, I guess.
A few wings. Trying to get there. Mm-hmm. And then the second act that I do with my miniatures, I am an alien on the moon. We've made it to the moon. And I have horses on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give away all the surprises.
Yes.
But it's
no
very
ordinary
fun.
Horses.
They're
no
ordinary
very magical.
Horse. It might take you a little while to figure it out when you first see them.
Oh, that brings up a good point, figuring it out. there's a narrator that helps you do that.
Yes. Cecil
yes.
McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo-Yo the Clown.
Yo-Yo the
She's
Clown.
She's been with
Yo-Yo
us from the very beginning mm-hmm. as both the director and as Yo-Yo.
I just met Jack Marsh a couple of weeks ago, happens to be her son.
Yeah.
That's sort of, I guess, would an apprentice to you be the right way to put it?
Yeah, he's heir apparent. No, I'm getting old enough that I might have to retire.
Someday.
In some form. But, and Jack, I think, could be a wonderful artistic director.
And you've known him? His mom, as you say, Yo-Yo the Clown, I think he first appeared in the circus at what, age 2? So you've known him about all his life, right?
Yeah,
you
and too? Jack grew up together. We basically grew up on Circus Flora backlot, mainly here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Were you a circus kid too, Lisa?
No.
Mm-mm. Isn't that every kid's dream to run away with the circus? But, you know, you actually did.
We were born in the circus, so we didn't have to run away to it. But it was a lot of hard work in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I ran away.
I saw horses performing in the circus. I never went to a circus till I was managing a horse farm in Florida. And I always had horses, but I saw horses performing in the circus, and I said, I got to do that. I got to figure out a way to do that.
Well, horses are pretty intelligent, right? So does that mean – wait, she just rolled her eyes.
depends on the horse, right?
Yeah, depends on the horse. They're not – they don't have a lot of common sense. So you have to really – I mean, they will do things – if you put them in a situation, they might hurt themselves. They can't, like, figure it out. So I have to, like
– But once they learn something, they're pretty obedient.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And don't you work with other animals, too? Like,
I have. I've had a pig act. I had a barnyard act, sea lions, camels, zebras, trained a lot of zebras.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's talk about some of the other components of this. We have the flying Willendas, of course. We have the equestrians. The flying pages are coming back, but something a little different this year.
Yeah, it's an all-female flying act with Willie catching, but all the flyers are women, and they're all new to St. Louis. This is actually a new act.
Really?
I'm very excited by it.
And Johnny Piers?
Johnny Piers has a great dog act. And he's been with us before. He was at the symphony with us the last time he was in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And he's very funny. He also does some of the warm-up stuff at the beginning of the show.
Lisa was talking about her flying horse, but you also have magical flying goats this year.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're something to see. You'll see
them.
They're
very hard to describe. Yeah. Yes. Very hard to describe.
You've never seen anything like it.
And now I know. You know I want you to describe them.
No, we can't.
There's no way we can.
Okay.
It's just
you have
too
to see
magical.
It for yourself.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to be there tonight. So.
All right.
I'll figure that
out. You'll remember all our comments as you're watching.
Oh, that's what they meant.
I'm making notes right now. One of my favorites, because they're right here in local, and I really like them, and I know Jessica Hentoff, and I really like her kids, the St. Louis Arches.
Yeah, so they're back with a new act, and some of her older students have graduated to the circus schools in Canada and are doing very, very well. Will turn professional, or have turned professional.
Yeah. And one of her sons, Kellen Quinn, has a featured role this year.
Yeah, he plays a mad scientist, and he is a mad juggler anyway, so it's not a bad combination.
Who is the international man of mirth?
Rob Torres. He's the new clown, and we love him. He really is funny and good and warm-hearted, and is perfect for this show.
Are there some others that I've neglected to mention?
Clowns? No.
Well, not clowns. Anyone particular? Yeah, I think they have some aerialists. And
Andrew.
And Helena's new this year.
Mm-hmm. And they do a wonderful strap act. It's really difficult and wonderful and
sexy. Is that where they're connected together?
And, yeah.
Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is all good.
Isn't he? He's a human and she's a
alien? A Selenite. Yes, I think there's a little bit of a love story there. We'll see what they get tangled up in.
What goes in? I think we were talking about Jack earlier. Who's involved in creating the theme and writing the script and, you know, to tie all these elements in together into the, you know, loose storyline that you
Well, basically, Jack and his mother, with some input from myself, and anyone else who wants to kick in. But the basic script is Cecil's.
And we should mention that there is a little live music to go along with it.
A little,
beautiful
one of the best
music.
Band. You know, it's extraordinarily good.
Yep. One thing the circus floor has done a couple of times, and I don't know if it's going to be a regular thing, but I hope that it is. You've worked with the St. Louis Symphony, I guess, twice?
Yes, and we're doing it again.
And performed at Pell Hall?
Yes, and it's been great success. And we're doing another one next year.
Do you have a theme for that one yet?
Or? No, we don't, actually.
But that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's amazing, don't you think?
I think, and I thought the last one was wonderful. I kind of want to almost revive it.
That was a child in Wales. I don't know whatever that was.
Right. Such a Dylan Thomas point.
Right.
Neat combination for Christmas time.
Yeah.
Raleigh, I understand you have a new job with the circus.
I do this year. I have a little bit of a new role. I like to tell people what to do, and this year they were kind enough to actually give me a title, so I'm a company manager.
So what does that mean exactly?
She tells everybody what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where to be, where to go, what to do.
Yeah. But basically, I help out Jack and Cecil and David and kind of try to keep people on schedule when they need to be.
Are you talking about during the actual performance?
During rehearsals and the actual performance.
You know, that's something we've talked about before because I don't know if most people think about it. I do. When I see, it's really choreographed, really. And, you know, everybody's got to be where they need to be at the right time, mm-hmm. or it doesn't
Absolutely.
Flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
lucky this year we have so many nice professionals on our show that they kind of know exactly what they need to do. And then when rehearsals, we just kind of meld the theater and our performers together, and we end up with our final product, which, like, you'll see tonight.
Right. You know, people are coming and going all the time, and acts and things. And Lisa, like, when the horses come out, then they all exit at the same time. What's mm-hmm. it like backstage?
Well, for me, with animals, it's a little bit different. If you're a human performer, you can be in there and kind of know what's going on. I have to get the horse ready, and he has to be ready at a certain time, and I have to be on him and be ready to go in at a certain time. So it's just a lot of logistics and hoping people that are at the curtain that are going to open it for you know what's going on before and give, you know, and they've been great. Aurelia's been fantastic in her job this year. Ooh. She's really yeah. been good.
Well.
And yeah. She has. No, it's really nice to know that yeah. someone's mm-hmm. there and has your back and understands the animal part.
Your bossiness has finally paid off.
Yes, well, yeah. you know. Well, it helps that I've also been a part of this show for over 20 years,
right.
and I know pretty much everybody on the show and mm-hmm. and have a little experience with backstage, in front of the stage, and behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
Circus Flora presents A Trip to the Moon. It opened last night, runs through June 23rd. David, you make sure I say all this correctly. Fridays and Saturdays, you have matinees at 1, then shows at 7 p.m. On Sundays, it's 1 and at 5:30, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all in the big top tent, which is right next to Powell
Hall. Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned tent, which David always likes to mention. And
Wednesdays, too.
Wednesdays, we have the little tops at 10.
Right. And I know you do group things. And,
yeah.
But if people need more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Circus Flora's website. Anything you want to say about tickets or getting ready to go?
Thanks for having us. They
yeah,
are.
And there are
Come
good,
and see us.
Good seats still available, but they're going fast, I'm glad to say.
Yeah. This is like my seventh year, I think. I'll be there tonight.
And oh, great.
I look forward to it. Thanks, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Ivor David Balding. We have Aurelia Walinda and Lisa Dufresne. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a conversation with artist Carrie James Marshall. And later, we preview the St. Louis Jewish Film Festival and the St. Louis Cigar Box Guitar Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.